Hello, everyone. You are listening to Uncomfortable Truths with Euclid Phoenix, where I talk about politics, religion, and other BS that I find interesting. Today, for politics, we are going to explore the history of political parties and their ideological shifts. When Americans think of political parties today, the Democrats and Republicans dominate the conversation. But these two parties didn't always represent what they do now. In fact, both have undergone massive ideological transformations over the past two centuries. To truly understand the landscape of American politics, we need to dig into the historical evolution of the political parties, how they started, why they changed, and what that means today. The first parties, Federalists versus Democratic Republicans, 1790s to 1820s. Imagine that. There was an actual Democratic Republican Party. Today, the two words are greatly divided. The United States didn't start with political parties, but it didn't take long for them to form. Federalists, led by Alexander Hamilton, supported a strong central government, industrial development, and close ties with Britain. Democratic Republicans, led by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, favored egalitarianism, state sovereignty, and a limited federal government. Egalitarianism is a social and political philosophy that elevates rural life, small-scale families, farming, and land ownership as the cornerstones of a virtuous, self-sufficient society. Key issues. National branding. Federalists, yes. Jefferson's, no. Foreign alliances. Federalists, pro-Britain. Jefferson's, pro-France. Economic priorities. Federalists, manufacturing. Jefferson's, farming. By the 1820s, the Federalist Party collapsed and the era of good feelings began, a brief period where the Democratic Republicans dominated unopposed. The birth of Democrats and the Whigs, 1828 to 1850s. As interval divisions grew within the Democratic Republicans, a new party emerged under Andrew Jackson, the Democratic Party. Democrats became the party of the common man, anti-bank, anti-elite, and pro-slavery, especially in the South. In opposition, the Whig Party formed, rallying support from Northern industrialists, bankers, and reformers. Ideological contrast. Democrats, anti-central bank, pro-expansion, states' rights, agrarianism. Whigs, pro-industry, pro-bank, cautious about expansion, supported tariffs. Collapse of the Whigs and the rise of the Republican Party, 1850s to 1860s. The Whig Party collapsed under the weight of internal disagreements over slavery. This opened the door for a brand new coalition, the Republican Party, formed in 1854. It was made up of former Whigs, anti-slavery Democrats, and abolitionists. Abraham Lincoln became the first Republican president in 1860. Republicans were anti-slavery, pro-business, pro-federal power. This era redefined party lines around slavery and sectarianism more than traditional economic issues. Post-Civil War shifts. Reconstruction and industrial capitalism, 1860s to 1900. After the Civil War, Republicans became the party of the North, industry, tariffs, and Reconstruction. Democrats entrenched themselves in the South, becoming defenders of white supremacy, segregation, and state rights. This era saw Republicans push civil rights for Black Americans, while Southern Democrats became associated with the Jim Crow system. However, by the end of the 1800s, both parties were heavily influenced by big business, with populist movements challenging them from the outside. The Progressive Era and Realignment, 1900 to 1932. Both parties experienced internal shifts during the early 20th century. Progressives in both parties pushed for antitrust laws, women's suffrage, labor rights, and government regulation of the economy. Theodore Roosevelt, a Republican, became a reform icon, but later split from to form the Progressive Bull Moose Party in 1912. Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, adapted many progressive reforms, but also enforced racial segregation and federal offices. The ideological lines began to blur, but a major transformation was on the horizon. The New Deal Coalition and Democratic Dominance, 1932 to 1968. The Great Depression was a political earthquake. Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal reshaped the Democratic Party. They became the party of labor unions, working class whites, African Americans, and immigrants. They embraced government intervention in the economy, Social Security, job programs, and banking regulations. Meanwhile, Republicans became the party of fiscal conservatism, business interests, and limited government. This realignment set the stage for the Democratic-dominated era, with a broad coalition that lasted for decades. Civil rights and the Southern strategy, 1960s to the 1980s. The 1960s were a turning point. Democrats under LBJ passed the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. This alienated many Southern whites who began drifting toward the Republican Party. Enter the Southern Strategy, a GOP approach to appeal to disaffected white voters through coded language around law and order, states' rights, and opposition to forced busing. By the 1980s, Republicans became the dominant in the South, embraced neoliberal economics, evangelical Christianity, and anti-communism. Democrats continued support for social welfare, but began embracing markets-friendly and centrist policies under figures like Bill Clinton. 21st century populism, polarization, and party fluidity. In recent decades, both parties have undergone more ideological shifts. Democrats, increasingly progressive on issues like healthcare, climate, and social justice. Tensions between centrists, Biden, Clinton, and progressives like Sanders and AOC. Republicans shifted toward populism, nationalism, and anti-globalism under Donald Trump. More skeptical of institutions, immigration, and multilateralisms. Today's dynamic. Partisan identities are more tribal and emotionally charged than ever. Political ideology often aligns more with cultural values such as race, religion, and gender than economic policy. Final thoughts. Why understanding these shifts matter? Political parties are not static. They are dynamic institutions that evolved based on the values, pressures, and movements of their time. Knowing this history helps us understand how strange bedfellows, aka Southern segregationists, and the Democratic Party came to be recognized that today's party platforms aren't eternal truths. Think more critically about how and why policy prioritizes shift. If you vote today, you're not voting in the same party structure that existed in 1860, 1930, or even 1990. By learning this history, we gain insight into not just where we are, but where we might be headed. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please subscribe to it and feel free to visit my website and my notes for the show. Thank you.